And then later on, he was promoted to personal injury claim agent. And that's what he was doing when he, and he had a heart attack, and not a bad one. But he had to retire. The doctor told him, he said, now, if you had a 8-to-5 job in an office, I'd tell you you could go on working. But you see, he traveled continuously. He was gone 4 and 5 days, sometimes a week. He'd get up and leave home between 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes he'd get back till 9 at night, you know. And Havlow says, you just can't do it. So he said, I just recommend that you retire. So when he found out that he could get a pretty good pension, he just took his retirement. But that's why he was personal injury man when he retired.
Well, did you ever call the depot anything else?
Well, station, I guess.
Really?
Railroad station.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
But it was mostly the depot here. Everybody knew what you meant, the depot.
Is there a difference then in the railroad?
I don't think so.
Well, now, you said the lot. A minute ago you spoke of the lot out of it. What was that? What is the lot?
What, behind me, you mean? Well, I can take you out your back door and show you what we had. It bulldozed all off. It had grown up back there. The own part of it. They've still got a strip behind there, and then we own in front of it down here, street. We still own that. That was back there. Was where we had the barn that kept the horse and the buggy and the cow way back there. And back of the yard, of course, considerably back. But we still own that.
Oh,
back there. It's in the family.
Was the lot something that you used? I mean, you know.
Well, it was a garden right behind here. My father had the most beautiful garden back there you ever saw every year. He was always a farmer at heart. He never became a city worker at heart. He was always a farmer. And he had the most beautiful garden back there you ever saw every year.
Was that in the lot?
Yeah, the back lot.
Oh, so the back lot was just the area?
Yeah.
Was it fenced in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And was that the area around the barn?
Yeah, all the way back there, the fence. The barn stood way back there on the house.
Well, what kind of things would you grow in the garden?
Oh, he had everything. Potatoes, yep. Corn, okra, tomatoes, everything that you can think of that anybody would grow in a garden. He just had a beautiful garden every year.
Did you grow those things that make you cry when you cut them?
Garlic?
Or the make your eyes water?
Onions, you mean? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We had onions the year round. We dried them, you know, and kept them the year round. Oh, yeah, potatoes and onions. He grew enough to last us all year.
The onions, did you grow the kind, little kinds you eat fresh?
Fresh, or? Both kinds. Well, they're fresh and you leave them and they get big.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you call it? Do you call the small ones anything?
Shallots.
And what kind of potatoes?
Oh, just red Irish potatoes.
Did you ever grow the other kind?
No, I don't think they grow well in this country, those Idaho potatoes. It's too hot for them, I guess. I don't know why. No, we just grew the red potatoes.
What about the red? You mean the red inside the meat was red?
No, the whole, the...
Oh, I see. Well, what about, did you grow sweet potatoes?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he ever went in for that very much. Squash? Oh, yeah, squash. Okra.
Is yams something that's eaten around here?
Oh, yes, that's sweet potatoes.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yellow yams. That's sweet potatoes.
And what kind of tomatoes? Did you grow the small ones, too?
No, not then. I never heard of one then.
What do you call the small ones?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear a name for them other than just tomatoes?
No, just small ones. Does it have a name?
Have you ever heard of tomatoes?
No.
Or cherry tomatoes or plum tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes, yes. I've heard of those. They are the little ones. Oh, yeah, we had some out here in the flower bed. Wayne was so upset the year before last. He put out these plants out there. We've had them several years out there and real good results from them. And year before last, when they began to bear, they were the little ones. And he was so put out, he thought he'd bought big ones. But we had worlds of those little ones out there.
And what about those little peppery things that have a little red root on them? And it has a little green leafy top. You put in a salad? Would you grow any of those?
I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't know.
Well, some people call them radishes or
radishes. Oh, heavens, yes. We grew radishes always.